Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhood on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Fargo in the state of North Dakota. This upper Midwest state shares a border with Canada and is one of the least visited states in America. Monocle's Will Higginbotham tells us why the city should be added to more people's list of go-to places.
When people hear the words Fargo, seldom do they think of a creative, diverse city. Instead, people think of the Coen brothers' cult hit film Fargo, or the similarly dark 2014 TV spin-off starring Martin Freeman. In both, Fargo is depicted as a bit of a wasteland, a land of thick accents, murder, snow, and frigidly cold temperatures. And I mean, if that's all you had to go by, you'd surely give this place a wide berth. But I'm here to tell you that Fargo is actually more than these pop culture depictions. It's a city with strong Scandinavian influence, a booming community of artists and entrepreneurs, and boy, can you find some interesting and pretty delightful food in this little Midwestern gem. Once you've arrived in Fargo, you'll realise it's a smaller town. Much of what you need to see and do are all within a close radius of downtown and the main thoroughfare known as Broadway. Strolling the main strip, you'll be delighted by the quirky boutique stores. There's one selling Scandinavian goods, another spruiking ethically sourced clothing, a delightfully wacky variety store cum bookshop. But before taking all of that in, make a beeline to Youngblood Coffee Roasters. These guys roast their own coffee beans in-house and play vinyl records. Their other specialty? Sourdough toasts, made fresh in store, naturally. So dig in and fuel up before you head out for your day of exploration. Now, after you've had breakfast and spent the morning exploring the downtown region, it's probably time to start thinking about lunch. Now, much of North Dakota was actually settled by Scandinavian migrants in the 19th century. So why not get a little more acquainted with that culture with a visit to Sons of Norway? Housed in an old Buick dealership, this international Nordic fraternal organisation isn't your most obvious go-to for a feed. It feels a little bit like another world when you walk in. We're talking red carpets, walls decorated with kitsch Norwegian folk art and Viking carvings. But come lunchtime, you're in for a treat, with the venue offering Norwegian dishes like lutefisk, which is a type of white fish, walleye, another type of fish and a local delicacy, lefse, a type of Norwegian flatbread, and freshly baked fruit pies. Now, if Sons of Norway isn't your cup of tea, but you still like the quirky factor, take yourself to Bjørnborg's. This place has rapidly become a Fargo institution, serving Scandinavian German and Jewish fare, such as chicken matzo ball soup and brisket with ramps schmear and pickled rhubarb. That's not even mentioning their other specialty, which is freshly boiled bagels. What makes Bjørnborg such a delight, though, isn't just the food. The space itself is actually pretty cool. It's fitted out with vintage mid-century furniture, effortlessly taking one back to the 50s and 60s. They even sell the odd bit of furniture too. After lunch, it'll likely be an afternoon of activities, such as taking in the local museums, visiting street art murals, or in the warmer months, perhaps a canoe ride along the Red River. However you spend your afternoon though, be sure to develop an appetite for dinner. Close to where the day began, just off Broadway on Robert Street, is Mezzaluna. This joint simultaneously manages to be both upscale, but approachable and relaxed. Here you can enjoy a seasonal menu that does meat especially well. So introduce yourself to a quality Midwest cut, like the filet mignon and bison meatloaf. And vegetarians, don't despair, they do have some stellar veggie options too. Now, if fine dining isn't really your style, take a short walk to Vinyl Taco. This place is a cool one. It's a bar cum eatery that serves terrific Mexican-style street food. The vibe is more bar than taqueria. And if you opt for this gem, I vote for the crispy chicken and mango taco. Oh, and do be warned, their salsas can be extremely spicy, so please, order a happy hour margarita to turn down the heat just a little. Now, if you're kicking on, Fargo does have options. Downtown has several quaint wine bars to choose from, and the Hotel Donaldson is always a good spot for a nightcap. But for the more lively crowd, I vote that you head to Drecker's Brewery, which has recently moved into fresh new digs, a large hall just a stone's throw away from Broadway. The new venue is dubbed Brewhalla, and that's a little nod to Viking heaven. These guys serve up craft beers, which they say will evoke the Viking in anyone. And given that you're in Fargo, the closest place to Viking culture outside of Scandinavia itself, that sounds kind of apt. For Monocle, I'm Will Higginbotham.
This has been episode number 157 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Will for today's tour in Fargo. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 20:00 London time. I am Marcus Hippie. Thanks for listening and bye for now.